You'll have his children anyway.
If you have a good yield, you say we raised a big.
We had big luck this year. We had a big farm. We had good luck.
So you
big crop.
If you got rid of all the brush and trees on the land, you say you did what?
We cleaned it up.
You
cleaned over new ground. You cleaned it up. You cut it down. You burned it up. You cleared it away.
The second cutting of clover or grass, what do you call the old dry dead grass that is left over the ground in the spring?
Call it a stubble.
And the wheat is tied up into a
bundle.
The bundles of sheaves are piled up into a
pile. And then they are threshed out. They pile them in piles of parliament.
And the name for the pile
is heaps.
You raised so much wheat an acre. You said we raised 40
bushels to the acre. 50 bushels for the acre.
What have you got to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Got to thrash it.
If you and another man have got to do a job, or you and another person have got to do a job, when you told him about it, he'd say, you and
me.
If you are not speaking to him, just talking about him, you would say the job is for
me only.
No, it's for the two of you. But you are not telling him, you're telling somebody else.
Oh.
You would say the job is for
me and him.
And that's
then us.
If some friends of yours and you are coming over to see me, you say are coming over.
James and John are coming over. They are coming over.
All right, so
man's coming over.
One man and you would say, you didn't call his name.
Yeah.
You would say,
he and I are coming over to see you.
If you knock at the door and they say, who's there? They know your voice. So you say, it's
Jim. John, me.
All right, if you're comparing how tall you are with someone else, you'll say, he is not as tall as
I am.
All right, comparing how tall you are again, you'll say, I'm not as
tall as he is.
Comparing how well you can do something, you say, he can do it better than
I can.
If a man had been running for 2 miles and then had stopped, you would say, 2 miles is
long.
He had to stop. He can't go any further. You would say, 2 miles is
too far.
Is he can go. He can't go any further. So you make a statement. 2 miles is
long and far enough
for him to go. How would you say that?
As far as he can go.
If something belongs to me, you say it's